No one knows the future, and we're not pretending that in a single weekend we can guess this year's ending. When you listen next week, only an hour's gone by. Don't know if we can do it, but we're gonna try. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long.
Hello, welcome to Talkin' 2024 with Noah and Jim. It's 4:50 p.m. on Black Friday. This is episode 11 of 53 that we are recording back-to-back, bringing you a weekly forecast that's timely and untimely.
Like a property investment in a city where the sea level is expected to rise.
Or a mascot in a running sport, which is an aquatic mammal with no legs.
That's right, we're talking March 10th through March 16th, 2024, with our guest of the hour, Josh Matches.
We'll be chatting about spring break vacations in the city of Miami. I always have been and always will be your host on this journey through time, Noah Max Levine. And here with me is your co-host for winter, Jim O'Donnell.
Hello, hi Noah, how are you?
Good, good, we're doing it.
Yeah, we're powering through at this point.
I'm excited. March is good. There's things to talk about. So let's get on with it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get to some birthdays.
Do we have any birthdays this
week? We do have birthdays this week. You happen to pick the hardest ones to pronounce. We wish happy birthday to Maris Strombergs, Alma Kardzik, Tim Weisgatter, Pieter van der Hugenbog, and Suzanne... Jungskog.
Happy birthday to all of those Swedes and Europeans. And let's bring in our guest. Josh Matches is a musician and comedian. He's one of the co-founders of Case Comedy, which won the 2023 Best of Philly for Best Comedy Night. He's currently in the car on his way to Miami, joining us with the magic of technology. Josh, welcome to Talkin' 2024.
Thank you for having me. I'm actually, wish I was heading to Miami, but I'm headed to Maryland.
Oh.
Far less exciting.
Are you going to Miami soon?
I'm actually going to Miami in March, yeah.
Oh.
For the Miami.
So you see, I've stumped myself, because that's the whole point, is that we're talking about what you're doing in March.
Uh-huh.
But I projected it on you now, because you're in a car.
Right.
Okay. This.
I'm glad I'm driving to Miami. That is maybe the worst drive in the country.
Have you done it before?
I don't know if I've ever done it in a straight shot. I've driven from Philadelphia as far south as Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay.
And I have driven from Fort Myers to Miami. I don't know if that counts.
Eh, I count it. I'm going to be honest. That's close enough to being all the way there.
Yeah.
I grew up in Atlanta, and we drove pretty far down into Florida. And even when you leave Georgia, you're still not close to Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still good, like, what, 5 hours away?
12
hours at least. Away.
Yeah, you're like halfway.
Yes.
Oh my God, Miami's way further south than I thought it was.
Yeah. And I have actually driven to Key West, so I've done almost the entirety of 95.
Oh, wow.
I've been down there before. So the drive to Key West is like little bridges between islands. Does that scare you?
Not in the least.
Could you drive on the side of a mountain?
You mean on a road on the side of a mountain?
Like, you know those yeah, you know those mountain roads.
Yes, I can do that.
Okay, wow, you're brave.
I mean, I'm essentially as close to a professional driver you can get without being a professional driver.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
I've toured this country many times. I've been to 4 states. So, and I've been almost the entire way because I don't trust anybody.
Oh, that's good. Don't trust people. For these trips, you probably have to plan some things for them. Josh, would you consider yourself a planner?
I am definitely a planner. I generally was not the designated planner, but on a lot of these tours, I was the most sober in a rock band full of 20-something. So after the gig, I wanted to be like, hey, did anyone book a motel for the night? And they would inevitably say no. So I was both driving and tour managing.
With this planning, does it carry over to your like personal life?
So I am ADD, and I have realized sometime in my mid-30s, that the only real good treatment for ADD is not procrastinating and organization. Mm. So yes, I would say so. It's the way I can not have my life fall apart.
What do you use to organize yourself? Do you use Google Calendars, submit to our overlords?
Yes. Pale Google. Google calendars, spreadsheets, Google Docs, shared Google Docs, spreadsheets. Yep. All that stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's how Noah got a lot of this organized was through shared Google Docs and send them out to us and being like, put in whatever you want.
And then I printed it on paper and it can no longer be edited. So you got this trip planned in March. Is that the furthest thing you have planned from into the future?
No, I have a theater piece that is not official yet, but the plan is to do it for Philly Fringe in September.
Yeah.
It's not locked in, but that's currently the further thing that I'm currently doing.
It is nice for all of us theater folks out there to have Fringe to kind of anchor our lives and to look forward to every year.
Yeah.
Philly Fringe Festival is, yeah, the 3 weeks in September here every year.
Is there anything about that that you are able to talk about?
Yeah, I think I can say a few things. It's with Pig Iron Theater Company. We've already done one workshop for it. It's pretty well underway as far as development goes. Essentially an experimental jukebox musical featuring the music of Amy Mann.
Okay.
And everybody in the cast is Amy Mann.
There's so many possibilities for a really excellent title for that show.
Yeah.
Are you trying to come up with one right now, Noah?
I could, but I don't want to. This is an actual show someone's working on. You know, I don't want to step on any toes. I don't want to come up with something better than what they're going to come up
Especially
with.
Especially if you accidentally come up with
the exact
what
one.
You've come up with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if then they pick your title, then they'll owe you royalties, right?
Yeah, the big Pig Iron bucks.
Avoid that situation.
Yeah, totally.
Well, you know, Pig Iron and their big legal department, they got very litigious.
You know that when the Pig Iron comes down for you, it comes down for you. So here we are in March. We'll take a look. We'll keep an eye out for that in September. In the meantime, let's talk to Jim.
So I have a segment for the winter weeks of this year, which I have been calling Winter Whimsy. Winter evokes a bit of a feeling of whimsy for me. And Josh, I had a question. Is there anything in the winter months that evokes a similar feeling of whimsy for you?
Does depression count as whimsy?
Sure, why not?
Absolutely. It's going to be all whimsy for me.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend did a bit on sexy French depression, which was very whimsical. So there's whimsical takes on it.
Yeah, you can sex up depression.
I am going for I might lose you.
Oh, yeah, I can see.
Josh, I feel like going through a tunnel right after bringing up depression is like just an on-the-nose metaphor. You are moving through space with like rhetorical genius.
Just everything looks the same. It's all gray and poorly lit.
Yeah.
I've experienced depression.
If I was at the height of my depression, I would be hoping that the entirety of the Baltimore Inner Harbor would crash down on me right now.
Jeez. Well, you know, that's not the worst harbor to have come down on you.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you trying to come up with a transition right now?
No, I was trying to come up with a
tunnel. Or a worse harbor.
I was trying to say, like, at least you're not in this. At least you're not in the channel.
The channel?
The channel tunnel between Britain and Paris.
Oh.
First big tunnel I thought of.
Okay, I have heard of that tunnel. Yeah.
Let's start talking about March 10th through the 16th, what we think will be going on. Definitely going to talk about your trip, but I'm just going to point out some things happening this week. First of all, like, we're at the tail end of winter, heading towards spring, so maybe the weather in some of these places will start being nicer. Do you feel like one of the reasons you have to leave Philly is because of the weather?
Yeah, definitely. That would be the time where it's becoming unbearable, the amount of time that it's been horrible weather. But specifically, my parents are obsessed with tennis, which has sort of brought back my childhood obsession with tennis. And so we're going to the Miami Open, reason why I'm going.
You had a childhood obsession with tennis?
I was a very good tennis player as a child.
Were you in tournaments or anything?
I didn't do any tournaments. Summer camps.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, as with most things that you stop doing, I got introduced to music and marijuana. So
So how do you feel about pickleball?
I have never played. I know my parents have a rivalry with the pickleball players. My mom refuses to try it. She also, I don't think, has ever played in protest because they're fighting over court space.
Oh, yeah. It is like half the courts are now taken up by pickleball instead of tennis.
I've read about that. I saw a play where a character was going to pickleball and it was just an excuse. You thought maybe she was having an affair or something, but it does seem like maybe nobody's actually doing it. Just everybody says they're playing pickleball.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've never seen anyone play pickleball.
Oh, you are not going to the right tennis courts.
I see.
Communities are putting billions of dollars into pickleball courts just because people say they're doing it, but they're not actually doing it.
That's my theory.
Yeah, I see that.
Tom asks, isn't that how cryptocurrency works?
Right. Pretty much.
So let's talk about some of the other things happened this week. I want to know more about the Open and if you've been to Miami before. I guess I've been to Miami once myself.
Uh-huh.
But just some things that are happening this week, just to mark the passage of time. Ramadan is probably starting. The date isn't entirely set. Tuesday, March 12th is the election, primary elections in Georgia, Mississippi, Washington. There's been primary elections going on already for weeks. Are you paying attention? Are you avoiding it?
I mean, we already know who the candidates are, so this is just a technicality, right?
Yeah.
It does feel that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think we can go right ahead and say that Nikki Haley will be the Republican candidate.
At this point, it's probably in the bag. I mean, we just had Super Tuesday, actually, last week.
Yeah.
Maybe it's still competitive, maybe not. We're all probably suffering hearing about it. Another thing happening this week is Daylight Savings Time is starting on Sunday.
Oh, thank God.
You're a big fan of the Spring Forward?
Yes. Aside from, apparently, that's the week of the year that the most illness happens,
yeah.
I guess because people lose that hour of sleep. Doesn't bother me because I'm going to wake up at noon either way. That's the beauty of not having a real 9-to-5.
Are you a big 4 a.m. bedtime sleeper?
It used to be 4 a.m. Nowadays, it's more like 1 to 2 a.m. Just the whole world's going to sleep earlier. So like the late gigs just tend to not happen as much as they used to. It used to be pretty regular. They ended at 1 a.m., but I can't recall having any of those kinds of gigs since the world came back.
One thing I'm personally excited about this week is Pi Day, although honestly, I always forget about Pi Day, but I am a nerd and it's an excuse to have like a pizza or a pie. What would you eat for Pi Day? I guess anything round.
The go-to is sweet potato.
Nice.
If I can find it, I'm not going to make it. I guess that'll really only happen if I happen to be going through central Pennsylvania during that time. Go that as pie country. But yeah, I'm not really a sweet guy, so pizza or, I didn't enjoy a pumpkin pie yesterday being Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
If we're being honest with the time.
I mean, pizza is maybe the best pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a controversial take, but also not a hot take, if that makes any sense.
There are three movies coming out this week, but I didn't give us any context. So their titles are June Zero, Karaoke, and On the Adamant. Just based on titles, what movie do we think is worth going to see?
Sorry, June Zero, Karaoke, and
On the Adamant.
Yeah, you know, the one that it would be difficult to picture those words together in a line?
That's why I think of that one as probably being Oscar bait.
Yeah, that worries me.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be on the waterfront, but worse. Just a bad movie.
That big, because it's Marlon Brando AI version.
I'm curious if June Zero is maybe a prequel to Juno. So, I mean, those are kind of the big things happening this week. So for this trip, is the date set in stone, or are you still deciding about when to go?
Oh, my parents bought those Miami Open tickets without consulting me as to the date. But they are set in stone, and they basically told me, you better be there during these dates. I still do not have a plane ticket.
Oh, so you're not planning on driving down there?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, well, you know, you could record a couple of podcasts on the way and keep yourself going. One other thing that I didn't write on any of my papers, but I do want to mention, is that March Madness is maybe going on. Right?
It should start up around this time.
It's going to start up around now, maybe next week. It's going to start on March 19th. So that's next week.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Never mind.
Okay.
It's time to start thinking about getting your ballots together. I get tempted to participate even though I don't care.
There was someone I remember who did their bracket based off of the mascots of the team and one would win in a fight. And they ended up doing better than most people who submitted brackets that year.
That's a pretty good strategy.
Yeah.
What's another good criteria to pick winning teams based on?
If I don't know anything about the team or school, I'll often decide based on how much I disliked a place on tour.
Personal grudge match, yeah. March Madness bracket. Love it. Okay, so back to the Open. Have you ever been to the Open before?
I have been to the Miami Open one time last year. It's my first time. We were actually supposed to go March of 2020. For whatever reason, we decided not to go. I don't know.
Yeah. More like the March closed that year, or the Miami closed.
Right.
This is maybe a weird question. Uh-huh. Is the most exciting part of going to the Miami Open to see the tennis?
Yeah, but maybe not the tennis that most people think of. I think of tennis as the best because it's sort of like a mixture of sports playoffs with Bonnaroo.
Okay.
In that there are, you know, at any given time, five matches going on, and you can decide which match you want to go to at outer courts. You can literally sit as close as you want to the court. So you can, you know, see the best players in the world front row, as long as you're not trying to see, you know, Djokovic or Nadal or something, then you do have to pay. But some of these like players in the lower part of the top 10, you can absolutely go sit front row. And if a match isn't good, you can just go to another one. I'm sort of obsessed with it now after my parents got real into it.
Yeah.
I will absolutely spend 13 hours, 3 days in a row getting hammered and watching tennis.
Okay. So there's another component there.
Oh, yeah.
Is it stadium beer or is it like, what is the drinks situation?
Every major tournament has their own signature cocktail. That's typically, I guess, what I'll go for. I feel like you're getting a little more bang for your buck with liquor than with beer.
Sure.
I believe the Miami Opens is called the Honey Deuce. Oh, no, the Ace Paloma. That's the U.S. Opens one, the Honey Deuce. They all have clever tennis puns, you know.
That's a very drink thing to do, have a little pun with whatever they got going on.
Yeah, we like puns. I was going to... You go, I might sneeze.
Oh, that I said what I was going to say.
You said what you were going to say. Yeah. Okay. So while you're there, are you going to get to do Miami stuff? Or, I mean, if you're going to be there 13 hours a day watching tennis and getting hammered, what time is there to go to the beach or whatever?
Yeah, we literally did not do any Miami things when we went last year. We stayed in what most would describe as the most boring part of Miami. No Cuban food, no good music, no, you know, we didn't see any art. Got drunk and watched tennis.
It sounds like you're downplaying a little bit, as if that doesn't sound like a fun time.
Oh, no, that's the best. I would prefer it that way,
yeah,
honestly.
I thought that's what... just wanted to make sure that to the listeners out there that that's great.
Now, just based on the season and the fact that you were going to Miami for this, yeah. I like drew a connection to spring break.
Yeah.
I can imagine there will be spring breakers down in Miami. Will you see them at the Miami Open?
There, yeah, no, absolutely not. Maybe nerds, not the fun college kids.
Yeah.
The tennis players.
They're kind of fun, I guess. I will say, though, that one year my mom accidentally took my family to Key West for spring break.
Oh, no.
Not realizing what that meant.
How old were you when that happened?
I believe I was in college at this point, but also I'm not that type of person. I don't care about the beach. I don't care about getting wasted with college kids. I mostly like to get wasted either with my parents or by myself. It was interesting in the sense that I was watching this thing that I never would have gotten to experience otherwise. Never had any desire to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was full on, you know, University of Florida, you know, all the big schools were on spring break at that time. So it was jammed with spring breakers.
That's also a good reason to like not want to leave the Miami Open.
Absolutely.
I mean, unless you're rushing to the theater to see On the Adamant or something.
Right.
It's funny because you did say that, and I was picturing like your parents accidentally took a 7-year-old to to Miami spring break.
No, we were just trying to get some key lime pie and, you know, see Hemingway's house. That's all. And then, you know,
yeah,
that was all overrun with college kids.
I liked Key West, and I will mourn it when it sinks into the sea. we're starting to wind down here. You're starting. How much more of a drive do you have? You've got to be getting there.
Yeah, I'm at about, I am in, just passing Burtonsville, which is where the Blair Witch lives.
Oh,
I recognize that.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where the Blair Witch lives.
So I'm getting pretty close now. So many people I've not been in 20 years. I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast, but I'm going to the high school reunion right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I think
we didn't really mention that.
I think for some reason when Tom sent me both things, I latched onto the one but not the other. So you're driving now to your high school reunion?
Yes, that's what I'm going to now.
Are you excited?
yeah, I guess I'm getting it. I made this decision at 2 p.m. I made this decision because I found out that one person in particular was going, and to any of high school classmates that might be listening right now, it was you one that I heard was going. I don't know, I'm that excited, whatever that means. This was very last minute. As of yesterday, I didn't think I was going to go.
I feel like that's how people go to reunions. Either they planned it, and it, like, they're the ones who planned it, or they're like, oh, this is tonight. I'm not doing anything. I'll go. Let's do it.
Do you have these thoughts of like, oh, if I see this person, ...
Really? Although, you never know. Last time I did go to the 10-year, and there was this like after party in the class president's hotel suite that a handful of us went to, and I ended up, crashing at that after party with a handful of other people, and two people had that moment in the bed next to mine. So you never know.
What?
I heard the whole thing.
What? Wow. Well, maybe the drama will continue and you'll see what became of it this time around. But thanks so much for, jumping in the car and keeping us in mind and joining us to talk about the open and all that stuff. It's been great to get to talk to you and to meet you. So knowing that this is going out in March, what are things you want people to know about that'll still be true and relevant?
I mean, the world is always in flux, so who knows? I'll just say I'm usually doing things. So come see me and whatever I'm doing. I've got a website that will keep people abreast of my goings on.
Oh, what's your website?
joshmatches.com. M-A-C-H-I-Z is how you spell my last name. So, yeah, I keep that pretty up to date as far as public gigs. Should be some good theater stuff happening next year. Always doing stand-up, always doing concerts. Pretty much anywhere on the coast I'm reliably playing. So maybe if anybody has any spots they want to throw me in Miami, I might take a break from Miami Open to go to a spot.
Yeah, I'd love for that to come together as a result of this.
And I'll see you guys at that spot, right?
Yeah,
Miami.
Of course.
Oh yeah, at that spot for sure. I mean we're not going to be recording this podcast anymore. We'll be done on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Sunday
in 2 days. Yeah,
it is a plan then. You guys, me, and my parents will all hang out in Miami.
Oh man, thanks for the invite. This is great.
Yeah,
so
making friends.
As always, I just want to remind people about the Southern Hemisphere where the weather is different, where it won't be spring break for those students because it won't be spring. And I want to thank Salbona Creativity Project for having us here all weekend to record this on this fun journey that we're having. They do classes, shows, programs for kids, so check out what they're up to. And before we leave, we're going to leave you with something to take with you. This is the takeaway, leaving our audience, you all listening at home, with something useful for the week. What is this week's topic?
This week's topic is something to pack for spring break.
So we can all suggest, what is something you want to make sure to pack for your spring break?
Bring your toothbrush, everyone. Brush your teeth.
That's good. 8 out of 10 times I forget deodorant, so that's a basic one.
Yeah.
LSD.
There we go.
That's it.
Perfect rule of threes there, everyone.
That's all we have. Thanks, Josh. Thanks, Jim. And, Jim, you, this is the end of winter, so
yeah.
We'll see you back at the end of the year.
Yep.
Thanks so much for the co-hosting, and everybody tune in again next week. We will be back with another episode.
Talkin' 2024 was recorded at Sawabona Creativity Project in South Philadelphia. For more information about their programs, go to sawabonacreativityproject.org. This episode was recorded on November 24th, 2023, and therefore should not be considered a trusted news source. Music for this episode was written and performed by Sarah Clemency. You can find more information about our guests in the show notes and via our Instagram at Talkin2024. For any questions about the podcast, you can email talkin2024@gmail.com. If you'd like to follow along with the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. Have a great week.
How can you live?